Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Steeler training camp is rolling. Let's get right to it with our good friend from the Post-Gazette on the Holland Capitas fan hotline. That would be Ray Fittipaldo. And Ray, the newest and latest controversy, because we always know there's a controversy, has to do with wristband colors for certain players. Can you shed some light on this story?
Yeah, Paul, new development today. There have been some photographers at practice and photographing the players, and it was noticed by Pro Football Talk that Najee Harris had a yellow wristband on, and apparently yellow wristband means that you're not fully vaccinated. So is it a big issue now? No, not now. I mean, we're you know, just getting started with training camp. If he's still unvaccinated or other Steelers are unvaccinated, you know, on September 1st, right before the season, then, yeah, I think it becomes a bigger issue because there's potentially, you know, the chance that he can get COVID and then spread it among the team, even among those who are vaccinated, because you've heard of these breakthrough infections with people who even already have the vaccine. So the Steelers are in good shape, honestly, Paul, with the vaccine. 85% or more are vaccinated, but there do appear to be a few holdouts. So we'll have to see where it goes from here in the next 5-6 weeks or so.
Well, I just saw that Frank Reich is out for a week, even though he's fully vaccinated, because he tested positive. And, you know, we've seen this. I think Adam Schefter had a number, I forget how many, but there's been a number of players fully vaccinated that have had to sit out already because of, testing positive. We've seen it in golf. We've seen it in a number of other places. At some point, are we going to start wondering, especially since they're all asymptomatic, of wondering if these tests are actually accurate?
Well, I don't know about if the tests are accurate. They are using the same testing methods that they used last season, and those seem to work out pretty well for them. You know, it's interesting, Paul. This is all happening, I think it's a week or so after the NFL sent out a memo to its teams that the players who are not vaccinated, and if they spread COVID, there's going to be dire consequences for the team. You know, if there's an outbreak this year, that team is going to have to forfeit games. If there are violations within the building among unvaccinated players, those players are going to get fined. So, like, how does this news about the new variant infecting people who are vaccinated, how does that affect that memo from last week, right? I mean, that's a big question that's out there now. You can't really penalize a team if your vaccinated players come down with COVID. So, again, you know, we all thought this was maybe at the point of getting over, but this new variant, Delta, that's going around, coupled with the fact that a large portion of Americans aren't getting the vaccine, and, you know, we're still kind of in the middle of this thing. And, you know, I think things with pro sports and, their seasons, I think it's going to be a little uncertain until we get those things straightened out.
Well, there's no question about that. Ray, can you lay out now, there's a public practice coming up soon, right?
Yeah, Paul, Wednesday afternoon at Heinz Field. That'll be the first of several that are open this week. Fans can get the Steelers website. They can get tickets there. Also, Thursday, Friday Night Lights, a night practice at Heinz Field, and then Saturday is a big fan fest. So there's four opportunities to get down to Heinz to watch the team practice this week. And then, of course, next week it'll kind of be in game week mode. You know, they got that Hall of Fame game next Thursday, August 5th, and they'll do, you know, a few more practices early next week, and then they'll be getting ready to play their first game against the Cowboys.
Well, I think that's the thing. It's now you look at it. I heard you on earlier, one of the shows, I forget which one, talking about the fact that the Steelers, some of their draft picks are probably going to have to play this year, but some of them, you know, may or may not actually figure into depth and become starters. What are your thoughts on their drafts? It's early in camp. The guys that got drafted, we know Najee Harris is going to be the starting running back. But what are your thoughts on a couple of the other guys, like you know, that were picked, just from the standpoint of, you know, where they're going to fit in ultimately this year?
Yeah, it's interesting. They released the depth chart. Najee Harris, you know, to no one's surprise, is listed as the starter. He's going to be the starter as long as he remains healthy. Second round pick Pat Freiermuth and third round pick Kendrick Green are listed as backup tight end and backup center. So, you know, I think those guys are going to get plenty of chances to prove they can be the starter throughout training camp, and we'll see if that happens. I think Kendrick Green probably has a better chance to win a starting job in camp just because, you know, Eric Ebron is a little bit more established at tight end. But I got to tell you, Paul, Pat Freiermuth has been really, really good so far in training camp. And with the pads going on tomorrow, I can tell you they're going to be watching him closely. He's got a chance to make a big impact this year. And I'm not saying he's going to be a starter. I don't even know if he's going to be a starter midway through the season. But this guy has a chance to make a really big impact on this passing game. He's just got a great set of hands. He knows how to run routes, knows how to get open. You know, he could be a real nice addition for this offense.
This Dan Moore, who I read in, I don't know, one of your stories or one of your guys' stories or on Twitter or whatever, that he was involved in some altercations, you know, which is always probably the most interesting thing that happens in training camp. Do you think he has a chance if Chukwuma Okorafor can't handle the left tackle spot?
I don't think so. I don't know if they have those plans for a rookie fourth-round pick. I think that would be a big ask. You know, for someone like him, you know, they went out and signed Joe Haig, you know, previously played for the Colts and the Bucks, to be that swing tackle. So I think if something would happen with Chukes or Zach Banner in training camp, whether it be, you know, an injury or poor performance, I think Joe Haig would probably be the guy they would look to first just because he has that experience. I think playing offensive tackle in the NFL, you need some starts on your resume, you know, to deal with some of the edge rushers that they're going to have to deal with this year. So, you know, Dan Moore is a guy that, you know, is probably going to make the 53-man roster. But, you know, I think with mid-round rookies, you probably try to get them in there, you know, get a redshirt year, teach them the ropes a little bit, and then have your experienced veterans fill in as backup. So I don't think he's going to get a long look, you know, as a starter of this training camp, but I do think there's potential down the road, maybe next season, where that could be the case.
Yep. The Najee Harris show, I'm assuming tomorrow or whenever they go in pads for the first time, you really get a better feel for what he maybe is capable of, right? I mean, running back, you need to see how he handles getting hit.
Yeah, absolutely. And tomorrow is the final unpadded practice. Wednesday will be the first padded practice, Paul. And, you know, everyone is looking forward to that. We all saw what he could do at Alabama. We've seen this spring and early this summer what he can do with his quicks and with his speed. But, there's much more to being a running back. And you know, I think a lot of eyes will be on him and see how he handles some of those live team periods that they're going to have throughout training camp, probably more so than ever, Paul, with the re-emphasis on the running game. I think this is going to be a really tough training camp for the linemen. I think there's going to be a lot of live reps, and I think they have to do that to get that running game up to speed.
Well, no, there's no question about it. I mean, I think that's the big thing when it comes to all of those things. Ray, you know, with respect to Vince Williams retiring, obviously I was away for a week. You know, what is the plan to try and fill that hole? Because I don't know that that was really all that expected.
No, it wasn't expected. And Keith Butler talked the other day, Friday or Saturday, and you know, he thinks right now that they're okay. You know, they have some depth behind Robert Spillane and Devin Bush. Marcus Allen got his feet wet. Ulysses Gilbert a little bit. He's been injury prone. We'll see how that plays out. And they got the rookie fourth round pick, Buddy Johnson, who could also be in the mix. So, you know, ideally, is there like a top flight reserve that should be you'd be okay with starting should something happen to Bush or Spillane? Eh, probably not right now, but you know, I think if they have like a short-term injury, an in-game injury, you could probably go with the Marcus Allen or Ulysses Gilbert and you know, maybe be able to get away with it. So we'll see how that competition goes throughout training camp. They might have to address that if they're unhappy with those guys I just mentioned, but based on what he said the other day, Keith Butler was okay with the depth they have right now.
You know, you look at Steven Nelson. I think he just signed. I just read he signed for about $2.5 million or something. You know, why wouldn't the Steelers try and keep him at that number?
Well, you always have to consider, would he consider coming back to the team that cut him? I don't know if the Steelers had a whole lot of interest in him, to be honest with you. When they moved on from him, yeah, the salary cap number was a prohibitive factor there, but his play late last season, you know, was also a little bit troublesome for them when they went back and, you know, they looked at his performance late in the season. So for $2.5 million, you got a chance, you know, to have a pretty good player if he has a rebound season. You know, I just think for the Steelers, and I wrote about it yesterday, they're looking at Antoine Brooks and Anthony Maulette at slot corner. That'll be a good competition throughout training camp. And also guys like James Pierre and Justin Lane could be in the mix for playing time as well, should they have to go back to Cam Sutton and put him at slot corner. So there's a lot of moving pieces in that secondary. But, you know, I talked to Terrell Austin yesterday. He likes the competition. He likes the guys they have competing for those roles. And he didn't, you know, seem too, you know, too disappointed with the way things are shaping up for the secondary right now.
Yeah, well, I think that, you know, to me, these are going to be questions that all need to get answered here in the next, week and a half, 2 weeks before they really start playing some games. So, Ray, I appreciate you taking some time, and I'm sure we'll do it again many times between now and, the end of the season.
Sounds good, Paul. Talk to you later.
All right. That's Ray Fittipaldi of the Post-Gazette on Paul's Ice, 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.